Blog Talk Radio. In the fourth episode of the 2017 FOMcast, and we are talking about and playing songs from the February Album Writing Month Songwriting Challenge located at FOM.org. It's .org, dagnabbit. That's right. We are ready to play, and I am happy to be here. It's been a long week. And I want to listen to good songs recently written, brand new songs written in the month of February and posted at FOM.org for our listening pleasure. So let's start with the music. Our very first song is a collaboration between Fearless Flight and Pete Murphy. It is called Snow Moon. It is song 69920.
Snow Moon. Under a snow moon, before the freeze, scarlet thoughts bleed midnight deeds, bitter blue snow moon, it stains the trees, and I don't think I can fight this anymore. Even the sun hides like an enemy. Scarlet thoughts bleed midnight deeds. The cold light of hindsight holds a prophecy, and I don't think I can fight this anymore. I don't think I can fight this. Cut out and cold to rise this, not enough, I recognize, left, under a snow moon, before the freeze. Scarlet thoughts bleed midnight deeds, bitter blue snow moon, won't hear my pleas, and I don't think I can fight this anymore.
And that was Fearless Flight with Peter Murphy and their collaboration called Snow Moon. And that was song 69920. And if you're unfamiliar with the song numbers or do not know why I am mentioning the song number, if you go to FOM.org and hit /songs /the number I give you and hit enter, it will take you to the song page of the song we just played. And you can see the lyric if it's posted. You can see the liner notes, whatever was posted by the artist. And you can leave a comment. You can say something like, TC played your fabulous song on the Fomcast, and I liked it so much I had to come and comment on how good it was. Don't use those exact words unless you want to. Be creative, but let them know that you liked it. All right. So now that we know how song numbers work, let's do another song. This next song is by Njordit Uligan. It is called Désolé, John Benet. It is song 67935. And that was Njordit Uligan with Désolé, John Benet, song 67935. And what a beautiful voice that was. Just beautiful. Oh, this is fun. We're playing music. We're playing good songs. I kind of like this. We have a couple of chatters that are following along. I appreciate the chatmeisters. So we're not really talking about a whole lot right now, but there is a Slack room if you're all interested. There is a forum post, so go to FOM.org and look for the Slack chat post, and you can click on a link to sign up that Errol was awful nice to create for us, and you can be part of the chat room. So it's fun. We talk about lots of stuff, a lot of FOM stuff. We share songs. We gossip. That's right. There's gossip in the chat room. What's the chance? What's the chances there would be gossip in a chat room? I mean, it's just hard to believe, really. All right. Our next song is another collaboration. I see a lot of collaborations today. Well, there's a few. I see, I think, four total. Here's our second one. This is by a common chat room attendee. It is Deadhead and McTown. This is a song called Kiddie Pool. It is song 69708. And that was Deadhead and McTown with their song Kiddie Pool, song 69708. And I like that one a lot. In the chat room, we were talking briefly about how much we love the single note lines, especially towards the beginning, and I like that guitar solo. I really like that song. So where are we? This is the professional part of the FOMcast when I try to figure out what I'm doing. Let's do the FOM.org update while I'm thinking about it. Right now, let's refresh everything and see where we're at. All right. FOMers, we have 2,092 active FOMers for 2017. That's right. We have 2,092 active FOMers this year. And those 2,092 FOMers have written 5,935 songs so far. And that's as of 8:18 p.m. Central Standard Time on the 16th of February. There were 5,935 songs posted on the site. Those are all brand new songs written from February 1st until now in half a month. Over almost 6,000 new songs. Isn't that amazing? And I've listened to about 150 of them. Well, yeah, I got a lot to go. I got more to do. Like a long way to go, I guess is. And yeah. All right. And as I've been doing, the most recent song was posted 9 minutes ago. It is a song. It is entitled 8, and it is by LVGD09, and he is a longtime FOMer and has been really cool to me in the last, lots of years, 6 years, 7 years, long time. So I will be checking that one out shortly after the podcast, after the FOMcast. It is tagged Alt Country Jazz and Needs Lyrics. So that will be fun to listen to in the future. And our forums, let's click on over there. Uh-oh, that's not good. The very first one is called, okay, never mind. All right, it says Super Skirmish, Saturday, February 11th. I think that one's already by. Oh, here's a thread titled, That Thing Where the Song You're Working On Accidentally Ends Up Being 7 Minutes Long. Yeah. Hey, there's a thread about this FOMcast. That's cool. Casio Punk. Woo! Songs with Hidden Meaning. The Anti-Valentine thread. Showcase yourself with one song. Oh, there's lots of stuff. Oh, happy birthday, Burr. And it looks like Eric posted that 8 hours ago. And Burr posted, thanks, everybody, about 5 hours ago. And I'm going to live on the air. Did I say .com? It's not .com. It's .org. Please do not go to FOM. Anything else other than .org. It's org, darn it. The other one is terrible. It's awful. It's got malware and all sorts of stuff. I am live posting in the thread to Burr as we speak. There we go. And now I am part of that. So that's right. We have live casted my forum post. And that ends the daily, I guess it's not daily, but the current FOMcast update with your host, TC. That's me. Okay, so now that we've updated ourselves, let's play another song. This next song is by Axel. It is called No Way Computer. It is song 68416. Thank you. that was Axel with No Way Computer, song 68416, and there are mild technical difficulties in the Blog Talk Radio Fomcast studio, but nothing we can't overcome. And once again, if you want to join the Slack chat room, you are more than welcome to. There are discussions taking place and songs to be admired. And I think I forgot to put the link of the last song in the chat room. So that's something else you can get in the Slack chat. I try to put the song with the song number so you can just click on it and go straight to the song page on fom.org. And so I just updated it. And now we'll do yet another song. This one is by Vom Vorten. This is Heavy Breakfast Song 69809. And that was Vom Vorten, Heavy Breakfast Song 69809. And the Blog Talk Radio Studio Gremlins have returned. But that's okay. We are dealing with them just fine. And we will not let it deter us. We still have several songs to go. We have the next one lined up. This is Alamos with No Names Without Faces, song 70251.
Fucking lies were always better for my face. If I ever had a question, they would laugh at my face. And if I ever tried to doubt them, they would put me in my place. Who really needs a degree when you can have a husband and a family and live inside a box next to another one just like it, full of smiling little children? Too bad if you don't like it. She played me for a fool for the last time. For the last time, played me for a fool for the last time.
And that was Alamos with No Names Without Faces, song 70251. Another great, brand new song on FOM.org. All right. We've got more people in the chat room. I like the chat room. It's Slack again this year, and we like it. All right, for our next song, we have, it looks like, five more songs to play in this FOMcast. Our next one is by James Staubs. It is called In California, song 66076.
Dreaming
And, ooh, we have some studio problems. That was James Staubs with In California. And there it is, song 66076. And I have a couple of more songs. I'm going to play one right now. This is Duct Tape Guy, Next Year's album, song 70425.
So I've got this groove in my head. I got a horrible cold, but the muse came. I got this idea of jangly guitars, melodic beat, tight, bright drums, some kind of indie pop. I can't play that shit, but this is what I'm hearing. So I'm going to just try to sketch it out so that maybe I can sometime figure it out, or maybe someone will jump in and help me realize this one. So it starts with an opening bass and match bass and guitar riff that goes something like this. Bum bum ba da 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 da. Bum bum. Ba da 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 da. I've been practicing all my instruments, playing until my fingers throb. I wanna do even more, but you know, the kids, life, wife, and job. Next year's album will be great. Next year's record will meet the mark. Next year, this tired old singer will knock one right out of the park. Next year's tracks will be so cool. Next year's vibes will hit the charts. Next time I'll write one to dance to. Make you think and break your heart. And repeat the intro. Bump, bump, ba da da da. Da 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 da. Wah, wah, da da da. Da 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 da. Bump, bump, ba da da da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. I'm gonna find a bunch of guys. Practice every Tuesday night. We'll polish it till it's perfect. I can hear it, man. We'll be tight. Next year's album will be great. Next year's record will meet the mark. Next year this tired old singer will knock one right out of the park. Next year's tracks will be so cool. Next year's vibe will hit the charts. Next time I'll write one to dance to. Make you think and break your heart. Bridge. We all know those big time dreams will never really go away. But it don't really matter if you hit the big time, as long as you have a place to play. Boom, boom, ba-da-da-da. Boom, boom, ba-da-da-da. Boom, boom, ba-da-da-da. Boom, boom, ba-da-da. Next year's album will be great. Next year's record will meet the mark. Next year this tired old singer will knock one right out of the park. Next year's tracks will be so cool. Next year's vibe will hit the charts. Next time I'll write one to dance to. Make you think and break your heart. Bring the band right up. Bum, bum, ba da da da, ba da da da, bum, bum, ba da da, da 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 da, bum, bum, ba da da da, da 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 da, bum, bum, ba da da. Next year's album will be great. Next year's record will meet the mark. Next year this tired old singer will knock one right out of the park. Next year's tracks will be so cool. Next year's vibe will hit the charts. Next time I'll write one to dance to. Make you think and break your heart. And the band jams out until fake. Bump, bump, ba da da da. Wa da da da. Wa wa da da. Ba da da da. Bump. Ba-da-da-da. Wow. 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 Wow.
That was awesome. That was Duct Tape Guy with Next Year's Album, song 70425. And we have a caller. Caller, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, I can hear
Hello?
You.
Sweet.
Sweet. So, who is this caller? Uh-oh. Might have call difficulties. Are you there? I am not hearing you. Oh, no. Not good. I've clicked on the thingy, I've clicked on the microphone, and nothing, darn the luck. All right, well, that was a good try. I am so sorry that I cannot hear you.
Wait, I'm here.
Oh, there you are.
Sorry, I was muted on my end, apparently.
Oh, okay. Well, luckily you're here, so state your name for
it
the record.
It wasn't your fault this time, TC.
For a change.
This is Jacob Everett Wallace from Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas. Awesome. How's good old Texas?
Texas is good. It's a little chilly tonight, but we're going to enjoy it while it lasts because it's about to get real hot.
So just for the record, what is chilly in Dallas, Texas?
About 50-something now.
50-something, and that's pretty chilly.
It's terrible.
All right. Yeah, I just feel for you so badly. It's terrible. I'm only in Missouri.
I have friends up in the West Coast, and they were talking about how much snow they've had recently. We're down here complaining that it's 50 and breezy.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm in Missouri, and today was actually good. It was like 62 is a high, so I can't complain. But earlier this week, I've got a motorcycle. It's a relatively new motorcycle. I've been riding it to work every day this week, but it's been like 27 on my way to work, 30 one morning. Yeah. So I think we had a high of 42 one day. I was riding it back and it was like, hey, this is nice and comfortable compared to that 27. So that's funny.
You won't be seeing any Texans on motorcycles in 20 degree weather. Tell you that.
Well, and people around here think I'm crazy too, but I just love that motorcycle. So how is your farm going?
Man, I am really enjoying this farm. It's been absolutely crazy in comparison to everything else going on in life. I lost my voice a week ago, intermixed with all of it. But I've been pushing on. My personal farm goal this year was 20 songs. I think last year I did 17 or 18, but I've never done more than 20. So I'm a little over halfway to my goal, which we're right around the halfway mark. So
yep.
I'm feeling good, and my voice is back. Took a different tact this year with FOM and just doing like acoustic and vocal tracks, just super one-take type stuff. Because last year I spent so much time on production that like my ear fatigue was really bad. But this year I'm in studio currently working on my first actual recorded album.
Awesome.
So, aside from trying to write 20 songs, that's what I was doing today. Actually, I was in studio and I did a vocal session for a song that we're almost done with, which I actually is a FOM song, funny enough.
Oh, good.
There's going to be, two, possibly three FOM songs on the record. So
wait.
FOM has been very productive for me. So, yeah, it's been pretty crazy, but I'm having a total blast.
Awesome. Well, that's pretty cool news. Not only are you FOMing, you are actually recording an album. And, it's hard to record an album when you don't have a voice for first part of
yeah,
the
I
time.
Mean, we can work on other parts, but I'm a full-time worship leader as well, so all the three things that are taking up a pretty significant portion of my time are all related to my voice, so, when it comes down to it, if I have to choose between recording a FOM song or doing a studio session or being ready for what is technically my job, I have to take a day or two to be ready to be excellent in my job. And so, it's been a little challenging, but my voice was back last night, which felt really good. I've kind of been cheating and recording a few songs here and there anyways. So I've kind of been just trying to like the one I did last night, I got home from work and turned on the guitar, found a sound that I liked, kind of like in a super low voice, ran through the lyric melody that I had written actually the week before, and did a total one take. I was like, I hope this works out because I only have one take in me. But I've been really enjoying the writing process. I've got a couple collaborations coming up that I'm pretty excited about. Got one with Cove Blue, also known as Stacy, and
I've
got a couple others that are in the works, so it's been fun.
Yeah, we We featured one of her collaborations on the FOMcast earlier this year, and actually featured one of your songs. It's one of my favorite songs.
Yes, you did.
Wildfire Sky. I like that song a lot. So.
Thank you. Yeah,
sometimes
the inspiration for that song was just as you imagined it might be. I was driving home. Funny thing, if you go and look at the liner notes on any of my songs, you'll probably see I was inspired to write the song when I had parked my car and was getting out, because while I'm driving, I get melodies. And so the sunsets in Texas are always super awesome, especially like around this time of year when, you know, there's not a lot of storms and things like that. And so like the sunset was especially vibrant and it was almost dark. And that line just kind of popped into my head. So I wrote it down, and that was like a week before FOM started. And kind of had been pondering it up until FOM started. And I had written it down and came up with, like, I think one of the lines. But I was like, this is going to be one of the ones that I work on.
Yeah.
And, so that's how that was born.
That was, well, it was well worth. I'm glad you did. That was a good one.
Yeah, one thing I've done differently this FOM is I came up with a bunch of ideas like the week before and kind of tried to attack them sequentially in the order that I wrote them down. And so I'm kind of at the end of that now. So that's kind of like, I'm not really like concerned about it, but I'm also like out of any material that I've had ideas for.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm really excited about this second half of FOM, because it's going to be totally having to dig really deep and find, you know, what's left in there.
No idea what's going to come out.
I really have no idea. I mean, I've been inspired by a lot of different things this year, so it's remains to be seen. So.
Yeah, I've done that several times. I have ideas and song titles on the, I do a lyric by hand in a little Mead half-size notebook, 5-star notebook. And I've been doing it for years. I've got notebook after notebook after notebook. And at the end of it, I start on the back page and work my way forward with song ideas. And then on the front page, working back with actual lyrics and that sort of thing. And, it's amazing how many times I go back here and I look and I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 pages of ideas and I bet one of them at most I have worked on during FOM. It's all just what comes out.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes for me. Like I'll put out a bunch of ideas, like you said, and then FOM hits and I get inspired by other things. But this year has been really different.
Yeah. Wow, that's cool. So with the songwriting, we've got about 5 minutes left. So we'll chat. That's what I want to do, is chat, but don't be surprised if in about 4.5 minutes I have to wind it down. But I do want to ask you, so with your songwriting, I just given you a fair warning, with your songwriting. Okay. So there's been a lot of discussion, and I think I've avoided it this year, but about lyric first or music first or both or what. So do you have a typical songwriting process when you start a song, or is it different every time, or can you walk us through maybe, one song and how it worked or something like that?
Yeah. I think my process has evolved over time. There have been some years where I was really involved in the music aspect of it. And then there's been some years where all I wrote was lyrics and really didn't write any music to go with them. And so I think I'm at a place now where I try not to create boxes for myself in writing, but I primarily will write a lyric first, about 75 to 85% of the lyric first. And then when I go and get a melody for it, you know, I make those final adjustments to the lyric to fit, you know, kind of what I'm going for, what I hear in my head. But as I've grown as a musician, like, I think, it's funny, Burse is how I say it in my head when I'm on the forums, but Briar Rose, we were talking about just like music notation and things like that. And so, like, since learning the Nashville number system and leading worship full time with a band, like my process has changed to where what I hear in my head melodically I can then go sit down, you know, later after I've written a lyric and actually play what I'm hearing in my head.
Oh.
And so that has really helped my songwriting abilities and just my whole process. And so, like, usually what I'll do, most songs are born from one or two lines that I hear in my head, and I'll pull out my phone and do like a little voice memo. That's how Wildfire Sky was born. You know, that first line I had a general melody for, you know, oh, come my darling, come and see the stars. Na 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 na. And so, like, I kind of went from there. And, but when I actually sat down to write it, I didn't write the music first. I just had that general melody in my head, but sat down and wrote the whole lyric first. So that's typically how it goes for me, is I'll have a general melody in my head, but I try to write most of the lyric first, because I found that when I write the music and then try to put lyrics to it, I find it to be very restrictive to my writing. And so that's kind of my general process.
Well, cool. And in the chat room, they were just talking. I think Metalfoot was saying, yes, another lyric first writer. And Kathy is in there saying that's how hers happens usually. Also, most lyrics and then a bit of noodling and see what meshes. And what I found through all these conversations through FALM in the last, well, I guess this is my 10th FALM, believe it or not. And I found that most people do lyric first, even if it's a partial lyric, and there's less music first. I'm one of the music first guys more often than not, although I've done it every way possible. So it was really interesting to hear how you were writing, and that's awesome.
Yeah, I think almost all of my songs this year have been, regardless of if they started, if I already had a nugget written down or anything like that, they've all been, I've written the lyric out. And a couple of them have been, I wrote the lyric out and then I didn't like the melody I put to it. And so that kind of that fine line of FALM it and move on, or maybe this one needs to marinate one more day to where I actually feel good about it. And so some of them I've just FALMed and moved on. And then like the one I posted last night, like I had sat on it for a week, partly due to that I lost my voice, but secondly, it was just such a personal song that I wanted it to marinate for a few more days. And so when I sat down last night to, you know, just kind of play it, it just felt right. And so I was like, okay, I'll do a take of it. And so I think there's kind of a fine line there, and I'm still kind of learning that fine line, but so far it's worked out for me. But typically, you know, I have 3 or 4 lyrics right now that I've written out the lyric. I have a journal melody for, but just doesn't work for me. And so I'm kind of deciding what to do with them. But yeah, typically for me, it's been a lyric first. I think I've been writing better lyrics by doing that, especially in about the last year or so. But like I said, I think the bigger improvement was my ability to then hear music, like what I was hearing musically, to be able to put that into actuality has really helped my songwriting. So it's a fun process nonetheless.
So you were talking about how you feel your lyric writing is better when you can do it first, or is it the entire song that's improves? I mean, what part do you find is better?
I think I'm a lyricist by, like, a writer by nature. And so like, if I had to choose one or the other that I wanted to be better, I would like the lyric to be better. And so I've found anyways that when I write a good lyric, you know, from top to bottom, it just flows well. It's got good meter and rhyme and everything like that. Like, I find it that much easier than to put a melody to it and sing it. So to me, that's where the improvement is when I write a good lyric and it flows well and all those kinds of things. Like, I've found it even easier to put music to it. So, but it's a little bit of a balance, because then you have, which is one thing I really love about FALM is, like, most of the songs I write during the year kind of all end up sounding a little bit similar. But then FOM comes along, and it's kind of your just open pass to do whatever you want, you know, try a totally different style. And so that's what I love about FOM, is that it really just kind of makes it fun to just totally do something you wouldn't normally do. And it really pushes you. So, you know, so like all of your songs don't sound the same. So that's one thing I really do like about FOM, though, is it helps you kind of break out of that box a little bit.
Yeah, I would agree completely. There are things that I try in FOM that maybe I wouldn't outside of FOM, or it would be, I guess, less urgent to try it. Skirmishes are really good for me that way, too. But, you know, if I want to sit here and play try to do a metal song, I'll try to do a metal song. If I still want to do that. Yeah. It's like permission to play. And those games sometime are where you find, you know, maybe a skill or a technique that you wouldn't have found otherwise. So
yeah,
I think
the collaboration aspect of it is what makes it so fun is like all the collaborators, you know, 99% of the collaborators on FOM are easily accessible. You know, even if it doesn't work out, like, you know, you find like, you know, who was it? Sapient the other day was asking to do something totally out of his wheelhouse, which I thought was super cool. And you know, that would never happen outside of FOM. And so, I think it's really cool to, have that available. Plus you're such in close connection with a wide spectrum of styles, abilities, experience. You know, it's like you're hearing all these things that people you feel like are family are also writing, and you're like, well, let me try that, you know. And I think it's because of how close-knit FOM makes everybody feel, and it just kind of, like I said, it just makes you feel okay that you can branch out of your comfort zone and put it up there, and you know, people aren't going to laugh at it, you know. Yeah. And so that's a beautiful place. I love FOM.
Yeah, I think that's the strength of FOM, is that almost universally the most important part is to be creative. And not everybody puts it that way, but it's a supportive community. And it's as long as we are creating, as long as we are expressing ourselves, then pretty much anything is okay. We all have our personal boundaries, you know, and there's certain things that I'm willing to do or not willing to do. But we all support other people doing things. And so you can have, you know, types of music that I would never listen to that I'm listening to in FOM, and I'm finding, you know,
definitely,
examples that I like. I'm finding people who are that would never be in a metal song or are now doing a vocal on a metal song because of a collaboration, and just, you know, and like, it's just an amazing place. There's almost no other place like it on the internet. And it's just
that totally agree.
Supportive. So
I totally agree. I try to explain it to my friends, you know, and I've been in music for a long time. And so, you know, I have a lot of musician friends and songwriters, and it's funny, 'cause like, I haven't really had much luck getting anybody to, like, I've had a few people sign up, but I haven't had much luck getting anybody to commit to it. 'Cause they think it's legitimately crazy to write a whole album in a month. And I was like, well, yeah, it is kind of crazy, but that's not really why you do it. You do it because the community is freaking awesome. That's why you do it. And you come out on the other side with more songs than you would have had if you didn't do it, regardless of if you wrote 14 or, you know, Gordon, I mean, good Lord, that guy pumps out more good songs than anybody I know. It's incredible. You see guys like Gordon pumping out 80, 90 songs, and I'm just like, holy cow, like, that's insane. And so you can't not be inspired. And so that's what I love about it the most, is like, it's not really about can you or not do, you know, actually make 14 songs. It's that you get to be involved in a very active community that are making every kind of music in the book. And so that's what's the best part about it. And sometimes if they don't jump in and get involved, like, they really miss out on that. And then they end up, you know, not doing it because they didn't get involved.
Yep. Yeah. And that's the biggest thing about FOM, is the more you put in, the more you get out, and, you know, the more involved you are in the community, the more, the more the community is involved with you. It's really a two-way street. And there's been new people in the past or people in the past that are like, you know, I did 20 comments and I only got 10 back. And it's like, that's not how it works. Just to leave a comment, you actually have to be involved. And
right.
It's important to realize, you know, the comment by itself doesn't mean a whole lot. It's making a connection. It's like songwriting in a way. It's, you know, there's all sorts of songs. There's all different genres. There's different types and styles and what you want to do with a song. You know, there's political songs. There's love songs. There's all these things. But the ultimately, if you don't make a connection with the listener, then the song hasn't succeeded. And that holds true, I think, through the community. And with this community or any community, if you're not making a connection, if you come off as not really making a connection, you're not going to get as much out of it. And so it's kind of an interesting look at you know, social media and other things. And you can see how different FOM is and the lessons you can learn from FOM. You know, it could be these life lessons, but it's true. I've had deep conversations with people in the chat room and on FOM and about all sorts of things in life. I've met very, very dear friends through FOM and spent hours in the chat room back in the day with a fairly small group of people and absolutely just, you know, wouldn't trade that for anything in the world. It's crazy how supportive it is. So,
yeah, you mentioned have been in FOM for 10 years and I'm, it's funny how I can't even remember particularly. I'm 26 now and I'm nearly positive I joined FOM like back around 06 or so. Maybe 07, but I'm nearly positive that's when I first found it. And I must have either had an account that I just can't remember existed, or I just was a serious lurker, you know. But I remember writing, like maybe I just was too scared to post things. I can't really remember. That was like, that would have been, I guess, junior year of high school. And so it wasn't until a few years later that I kind of joined officially. And even then I still wasn't like fully jumping in the boat, but the last few years have been just really fun. And I credit FOM, you know. I saw Pete Murphy on the forums the other day talking about something similar, but you know, my story is also similar. About 3 years ago, I was ready to give it all up. I lost confidence. I didn't want to sing. I didn't want to write. I didn't want to do anything. And you know, after about a year of that, I kind of came to a point. I was like, you know what, I have to do this. This is part of me. You know what I mean? And so, FOM was what really drew me back into it. And so I really credit FOM and the community for kind of putting me back on the right path. And so, you know, getting that much more involved now has been really amazing. So
awesome. Well, awesome. I'm glad that. That you're back and strong and into it. 'Cause you know, it's always hard when you lose your way in anything, and with music especially. So, we've been chatting, the FOMcast is actually over and off the air. So this is kind of bonus material. And in the past, on the replay, it would actually keep everything that we talked about and, It still records, and so I'm hoping that's what happened now. But we will find out shortly, because we've been talking for, I think, about 10 minutes past the
cutoff. Yeah, I was like, I think that was more than 4.5 minutes or whatever you said.
Yeah, I think that was like 15 minutes ago. So thank you for calling
in.
Well,
regardless of whether or not it was recorded, I really enjoyed chatting with you.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a great conversation. So, but thanks for calling in, and we will have another podcast this weekend. I'm going to hit the outro theme, and that'll be it. So thanks much, and I'll talk
to
you soon.
Thank you, TC.
You bet. Later. And that's the FOMcast. And, yes, you have bonus material, hopefully bonus material in the replay. And I hope everybody enjoyed this FOMcast, and maybe I will put the number out more often because that was an excellent conversation. I would like to thank all the moderators at FOM.org, especially Burr, Eric, and Jen for doing the heavy lifting there. and all the participants and listeners. Without you all, this community wouldn't be what it is. So thank you for making this the highlight of my songwriting for the year, most years. This is wonderful. So long, and talk to you next time.
Listening.